Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, October 10th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, today we'll have to start with Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. As expected, we got 7 bulletins, one of which is rated as critical and the rest as important. The one critical one, MS-12064, affects Word and in particular the RTF, the Rich Text Format Converter in Word. Now, normally Microsoft doesn't rate these type of vulnerabilities as critical but as important because most of the time they require that you actually open the document. Not so in this case. The one thing that's different here that makes this more dangerous and causes Microsoft to rate this vulnerability as critical is that, for example, the preview pane in Outlook could trigger the vulnerability here. The exploitability is rated as 1, which also means that it's probably not that hard to write an exploit for this. This is certainly the must-patch problem in this particular set. The next one, MS-12065, is more your standard client exploit in Microsoft Works. In this case, the user actually has to open a malicious Word document in order to be susceptible to the exploit. One thing that kind of strikes me lately is there are quite a few cross-site scripting vulnerabilities that we have in these bulletins. So is MS-1266, which is a cross-site scripting vulnerability that's caused by a problem in HTML sanitization component that's actually included in a number of different services that are affected here. So is the SQL Server vulnerability, that's the last one in this bulletin set, MS-1270. That's also a cross-site scripting in the SQL Server reporting services. Aside from that, we do have the Oracle Outside In libraries. Kind of surprised, I thought we already had a patch for this. Those libraries are converting a number of different file formats to be indexed, in this case by the Fast Search Server. It does affect a lot of Microsoft components that include the Fast Search Server. There are a large list of CVEs, vulnerabilities in this particular case. Essentially, for each one of the file formats where they found a vulnerability, there is a separate CVE. But the problem is always the same, that the Oracle Outside In library are incorrectly parsing these formats as they're trying to pull out indexable text. MS-1268 is your standard privilege escalation in the Windows kernel. It does require a valid login, but a user who has a valid login could become administrator. And then we do have MS-1269, which is a denial of service vulnerability in Kerberos. Only affects Kerberos servers, actually, and it's pretty easily mitigated, at least from the outside, by blocking the respective ports at your firewall, which is essentially best practice anyway. As far as patch priorities go, definitely start with MS-1264, the Microsoft Word issue. I do see this as very critical here, and then work your way up from there. There's really only one other client issue here, and that's Microsoft Works. Of course, the kernel part applies to clients and servers. The rest is really all server, which is sort of a little bit different than what we usually see. For your servers, I would definitely start with MS-1267, the Oracle Outside In library, if it applies, because there are already exploits out for this particular vulnerability. But let's see what we have in other news. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, released an updated plugin, HTTPS Everywhere, for browsers. It's created in collaboration with the Tor project, and the purpose is that whenever HTTPS is available, your browser will use it by default, kind of avoiding some of the issues that you run into with badly configured websites that bounce you forth and back between HTTP and HTTPS. This new version will also check whether or not the certificates are valid, and it has sort of a list of suspicious certificates that it can flag and also report them anonymously back to the EFF. And then just briefly in the end here, Microsoft released its security intelligence report for the first half of 2012. One interesting item is that Windows XP is still far more frequently infected than any other version of Windows. It's actually about twice as likely to be infected than Vista or Windows 7. No real difference actually between Vista and Windows 7 or the different versions of Windows 7. The least likely to be infected is a Service Pack 1 64-bit for Windows 7. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. We also have today our webcast, our monthly thread update at 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.